following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
This is the Coach Smalley Show, presented by Allen Brew Markets. Now, the Aggie Sports Network's Michael Adair and Jeremy Law.
That's right. Welcome into the Chris Smalley Show, live from the Aggie Performance Center tonight. Football practice running a little long. Every week after tonight, we will be live every Tuesday night at Bandits Bar and Grill. From 6 to 6:45, Bandits has been gracious enough to, number one, host us, but set aside a roughly a $10 menu to make it affordable for students and anybody in the community that can come out, want to watch the show with us every Tuesday night. We'll be right there in the main room on the stage, and then you can stick around for a little karaoke if you want to after that. Michael Adair might want to do that. It's Michael Adair and Jeremy Law with you again. Chris Smalley's show live from the Aggie Performance Center. This is brought to you by Allen Brew Markets. I want to thank Tim Allen and his family for helping sponsor a lot of stuff here on the Aggie Sports Network. And, of course, not only for Sylacauga High School, but for schools across the area. Tim does a lot.
Oh, yeah, we can't say enough about Tim and Derek Green, too, at Bandits for allowing us to come and host the event there every Tuesday night. I tell you, I'm really looking forward to that. I think we can get everybody to show up, and parents and players and fans and band and cheerleaders, and have a cool atmosphere every Tuesday night where we're live on the radio asking coach questions, hearing from player of the week, hearing from assistant coaches. And I think, Jeremy, that's something I'm looking forward to, and I know you are too, and I'm really looking forward to that $10 menu at Bandits, wings and all that. Man, that's going to be fun.
Absolutely. We appreciate you and the Sylacauga Booster Club for help setting that up at Bandits, being a great partner there. A lot going on here this week. Obviously, we were supposed to be live at Bandits community-wide pep rally, actually scheduled for tonight at Legion Stadium. We were thinking about being outside. It's a little warm out there, even at the 6 o'clock mark, but that's at 7 o'clock. So after we wrap up here, we'll go to the community pep rally with the rest of the community. That's honoring pretty much all fall sports, cheerleaders, dance, band, football, volleyball, the whole nine yards, if you will, here in the fall. Super excited about Coach Kathy Loggins and Sylacauga Volleyball this year. If you've driven by the school since June on the backside during the day, you've seen the band working hard, cheer and dance. Super excited about them. Another year for the dance team. I think it's the third year of having a dance team. Caitlin Sutton, yeah, heading that up, and then Sylacauga cheer as well. Megan McClure, the cheer sponsor this year. So a lot going on. Michael Adair, of course, the project that everybody was wondering about, is that field going to be ready? Well, the Aggies are practicing on it today. It looks good. I'm super proud of it. It makes me proud to be here in Sylacauga.
That field's beautiful, and I really hope people will come out Friday night and get a glimpse of it. The higher you are in the stadium, the better it looks. And, you know, we're trying to do some things to make the game day experience a little better on Friday night. So there's going to be some music involved. They're going to have a DJ there. There's going to be just a little more upbeat environment, if you will. So I think this would be a good time. If it's been a while since you've been out to see a game, I think this year would be a good year to come just take all that in.
Yeah, and you'll be able to notice some of the plainness, if you will, taken out of the stadium. We have some nice end zones, some letters in the end zone, which looks great. New emblem at midfield. You know, looks really good. Not sure who designed all that stuff, but
he did a great job on that.
It looks really good.
Marble City in cursive.
We're proud to have that. You know, Sylacauga, Michael Adair, looking back to last year, a lot to build on. They come off an 0-10. They pull off a 2-8. They double their win total to 4-6 last year. Obviously, we want to see the Aggies take the next step. That's a lot of things that we're going to be talking about here in the week one or week zero coaches show with Coach Smalley, a couple players. He's going to try to get Steven Strickland on since he's been promoted to defensive coordinator for this team as well. Super excited for him to talk about how the Aggies take that next step. Staying healthy is going to be one of them. But, you know, there's a lot of excitement around this team. They look good out there. It's got to translate to the turf.
Yeah, we've had a long summer and, you know, pretty long fall camp already. And that was our nemesis last year, as we had a couple key injuries. And, you know, with it, way football goes these days and the size of our program in 5A, you have three or four key injuries in it. Can really derail your season, so we're hoping and praying for everybody to stay healthy and let's finish this thing out this year, because I think we got a good bunch.
Yeah, and then the kind of felt like the winning culture started to make a change. The basketball program goes to the Final Four. We were good at a lot of sports last year, trying to get that back in football. And we talk about it. Win total for Coach Smelly year one, 2-8. Finished that year with a win over Tallahassee and then a win over Piedmont. Last year, the Aggies started off, they were 2-0. CJ goes down the first or second offensive play against Montevallo. London comes in and helps us win that game. And then the offense kind of went into a little bit of a shell for a few weeks. Number one, tough competition is going to make that happen. And when you design a lot of your offense around a dynamic athlete like CJ Franklin, and then you throw in a young guy like London, who, in my opinion, ended up playing much better week in and week out for the Aggies before CJ came back in that win, helped us get that win over Marbury. But now listen. London started the game, helped us win that game over Jemison. So the Aggies, a lot to build on, a lot of experience at quarterback, a lot of experience across the offensive line. They've made some changes at the coordinator position. But if you look at this Aggie defense, a lot of guys back this year, something to be excited about.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people put a lot of weight on the quarterbacks, wins, losses. But, you know, that offensive line, like you said, all the people around them make such a difference. And I've seen a big improvement on the line of scrimmage this year. So that's good. And then you also talked about Coach Smelly's progression, 2 wins, 4 wins, and this year hopefully 10. But you got to remember that the year before was 0 wins. So he's done a good job of not only bringing a winning culture back, but also making this a program that the stakeholders can be proud of. I mean, this program is something that, you know, you and I are pretty close to, and we see, and you can tell a difference in the culture. And like, if you just look around this room we're in, this weight room is state of the art. Coach Smelly pushed to get this done, and you can't see all of it, but there's a beautiful mural around this side of it. So I'm proud of the program and the class that they've installed here.
And a lot of improvements here. Maybe Coach Smelly can help us out with the punctuality. We should get him on the other side of this break. Practice went a little long. Some players coming in there in the background. And this is going to lead us into break number one of the 2025 football season right here on the Chris Smelly Show, presented by Allen Brew Markets. We'll be back. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Digestive health matters, and Alabama Digestive Care Center is dedicated to keeping patients feeling their best. From heartburn and abdominal pain to colon cancer screenings and ongoing digestive care, experienced gastroenterologist Dr. Hakim brings over 30 years of expertise and uses the latest technology to deliver compassionate, personalized treatment. Call 256-249-6050 today to schedule an appointment. Alabama Digestive Care Center, partners in digestive health.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
If you're tired of wandering around a big box store, get to Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Sylacauga. These folks know their stuff and they know where it is. Need rafters? In stock. Looking for solid 28-foot lumber? They've got it and it's not damaged. For over 50 years, they've been helping home builders, farmers, and everyday folks get the job done right. Van Zandt Hardware is a proud supporter of Sylacauga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
If you've got a heart for helping folks and want a job where what you do really matters, AltaPoint Health is hiring right here in the community. They've got positions open from Clay County to Sylacauga, including direct support professionals and therapists, and some jobs even let you work from home. No experience, no problem. AltaPoint offers on-the-job training, great benefits, and real room to grow. Caring is their calling. Text AltaJobs to 97211 and find your fit today.
At Betty Ruth's Cafe, the feast never ends. Sizzling Asian stir fry, hearty Southern classics, tangy Mexican cuisine, and savory barbecue are all under one roof. Betty Ruth's Cafe, nestled in Allen Brew Markets, offers a world of taste in your community. Allen Brew Markets, a locally owned family business with 8 locations. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
If you're tired of wandering around a big box store, get to Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Sylacauga. These folks know their stuff and they know where it is. Need rafters? In stock. Looking for solid 28-foot lumber? They've got it and it's not damaged. For over 50 years, they've been helping home builders, farmers, and everyday folks get the job done right. Van Zandt Hardware is a proud supporter of Sylacauga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Searching for insurance that fits seamlessly into your life? Look no further than State Farm agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. Whether it's safeguarding your car, home, or family's future, Albia and his team are here to provide customized coverage options that suit your lifestyle. With a focus on exceptional customer service and local expertise, Albia Steers ensures you're fully protected when it matters most. Experience the peace of mind that comes with a trusted local agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
Welcome back to the Chris Smelly Show, live from the Aggie Performance Center, which Coach Smelly had a big hand in getting done. We appreciate him having the vision to pull this thing off. Michael Adair, great facility. I know people can't see the mural here. You can kind of see one behind us on the wall over there, the football. Maybe it should be the school slogan, All In. As we're getting ready to go all in on Aggie Fall Sports tonight, community pep rally, 7 o'clock here at Legion Stadium. Going to honor football, volleyball, cheer, dance, band, pretty much everybody who makes the fall season go by so fast. Joined by the man of the hour, though, Coach Chris Smelly, here with us on the Chris Smelly Show, brought to you by Allen Brew Markets. We'll go all in with Allen. Want to thank Tim again for making this show happen, but not only this show, a lot of the things that we do on the Aggie Sports Network. Programming reminder, we will be live at Bandits every Tuesday after this, except the Tuesday that the Aggies have a bye week, which is towards the end of the season. We'll be live from 6 to 6:45 every Tuesday night at Bandits. Come see us. Bandits has put together a nice little coaches show menu, around $10 or so, to make sure people can walk in with a $10 bill and get some good food at Bandits Bar and Grill on Tuesday nights at 6 o'clock. Coach Smelly, you came off with a smile today. You said you guys had a good practice. Maybe, you know, a little late walking in, but we're glad to have you.
Glad I could join y'all. Yeah, we did have a good practice. Today was the first day that we were able to get out on the turf. So, you know, it's been kind of hard the last 3 weeks walking out of the locker room and having to walk around the field and go over to our soccer practice fields. But thankfully, we do have a really nice soccer facility over there with great grass. So that's made things a little easier. But no more painting lines and doing all that kind of stuff. And so being able to get out there in a full pad Tuesday practice, having a good physical practice today, got a ton of reps in. And it was hot. It was very hot, but our manager girls did a great job of keeping the guys hydrated, and so we had a really solid practice today.
Coach, we talked a little bit about it in the first segment, but we're trying to encourage our listeners to if they haven't been to a game in a while, this might be a good one to come out, see the new turf. We talked a little bit about the game day experience. We're trying to really elevate that, make it an exciting venue. You want to talk a little bit about what to expect going into this season from that standpoint?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of excitement going into year three, you know, kind of building upon just where we are as a program. You know, when I took this job over, you know, my goal is more, you know, more of we're trying to create a championship program versus a championship mindset over a championship program. A championship mindset is something that is sustainable, and it's, you know, it's the approach to what we're trying to do, and it's not necessarily all geared towards wins and losses, but you know, it it manifests itself that way. If I've just got a championship mindset in how I approach the day to day and how I do things, and you know, our guys have really grown a lot in that area. You know, early on, there was a lot of you know, sort of pushing back against coaches wanting to hold kids accountable and stuff like that. And man, that going into year three has almost disappeared from our program. And it's exciting to see the players, you know, kind of wanting to be pushed, wanting to be challenged with their football IQ and their effort level and all that kind of stuff. And so, you know, we're sort of looking at year three, and I feel like we've made some baby steps year one and year two and getting our program where we want it to be. And I'm ready to try to make that big jump, and I feel like we're like knocking on the door of it and really close, and you know, just wanting these guys to just grasp how close it is for them, and to be able to run with it. And so, you know, just in creating that program that we're wanting to have, man, I feel like, you know, filling up Legion Stadium, and we work really, really hard. Every single program within our school, cheer, dance, band, you know, work really, really hard to create a great environment, a family atmosphere, a place that's just where do you want to be if you're in Sylacauga on a Friday night in the fall? You want to be right here in Legion Stadium,
without a doubt. And I think Jeremy and I talked about this a little bit too in the opening segment, that a lot of people can't appreciate how much things have changed since you've been here, and the class that this team has established, and the amount of stuff going on behind the scenes. But one thing in particular that I've noticed is how much stronger these kids have gotten in the off-season program, the lifts, you know, you see the bench press maxes and all that. You guys have put a big emphasis on that, and I think that's going to pay off.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's something that you have to have. I mean, it's tough at this day and age. You know, really good football teams and good athletic programs at different high schools, they're really stressing the year-round working out, and guys really buying into that. So, you know, just sort of the example, the case study for us right now is when we first got here, going into our first year, at the end of the summer, we do all of our testing and our numbers, and we had two guys that were 300-pound bench pressers. And, you know, for a full team at 5A football, two guys at 300 pounds is not really a good number. I think Michael, you know, probably would have been the strongest guy on the team if he was still playing,
yeah, right.
You know, at however old he is. And then going into year two, we were still at two. We still had two guys, and we had started to develop those habits. But going into year three, and we did our testing at the end of the year, we had 12 guys over 300 pounds, a lot more at 250 plus, you know, and of a roster of 64, so one in every five guys essentially is bench pressing 300 pounds. And bench press isn't really like the most important lift for that translates to the football field, but really it shows your mentality and your mindset and your toughness and your desire to improve and get better. And so if that number does get up, you know, you're pretty much a self explanatory that your other numbers are going to get up, and then, you know, strength is one of the deciding factors of a football game on a Friday night. And if you're strong, you're able to play confident, you're able to play more physical. And so, you know, our guys have positioned themselves to stay more healthy, you know, to be able to withstand a season, stay more healthy, and put themselves in a position where they should have the confidence to go out there and win more ball games.
Yeah, and you talked about those baby steps a minute ago, Coach. The 2-8 off of an 0-10, that's a step. 4-6 when you lose your starting quarterback on the second play of the second game of the year felt like a good step in the right direction. I know one thing you want to see is a little bit more consistency game in and game out, maybe play in and play out, if you will. But what have you seen in this fall camp that makes you truly feel like you're getting there? You just mentioned strength, but I think maybe experience and a lot of guys who played a lot of football in your system is going to bode well for you here in 2025.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's going into year three with our general same coaching staff put together. And so, you know, especially I feel like defensively, you know, it's like we started spring training. A lot of times you have to start from scratch with teaching and you know, just start with the most simple and the most basic. So we're able to jump in and kind of already know a lot about what we're trying to do and how to play winning football on the defensive side of the ball. And so, you know, some guys with some experience on defense. And then we actually made a few changes with our coaching staff, keeping the majority of the same guys, but we brought Johnny Safford, who had been in charge of our defense, over, and he's helping coach the offense and running the offense. And Steven Strickland is stepping up as our defensive coordinator. And Steven and Johnny had been working together. They'd worked together at B.B. Comer for a few years, and Steven had worked under Johnny here for 2 years solid. So they'd had a relationship for about 5 years and sort of think alike and plan alike and all that kind of stuff. And so that was an easy transition defensively. And then bringing Coach Safford over to the offense has been, kind of introducing some new concepts and some new ideas. And we have been repping it hard. He's a very analytical kind of coach and, you know, a smart coach. Let's think outside the box. What can we do to give our guys a chance to know what to do and be more successful? And so we've already developed ways of doing extra walkthrough time and things that we're doing at practice. We're getting more and more reps, and it's been really fun kind of seeing some of these changes that we're making offensively. As well. And again, all of it's geared around, you know, what can we do as coaches to give our guys the best chance to be successful? I mean, we're going to do whatever we can. We're going to make changes. We're going to work harder. We're going to coach smarter. And so just trying to do those things that, again, give our guys confidence on a Friday night that they know how to go out, they can play, they can execute, they believe in each other, they believe in us coaches trust in the players, and sort of just trying to build that environment and that family feel for our team where we love and believe in each other.
One thing I've seen just by being, you know, on the sidelines watching over the course of the summer is all the stuff you're doing for cohesiveness. Like, you took the kids on a rafting trip, they stayed out overnight, you go up and do a camp up in North Alabama, you have these meals, like tonight you're having a nice meal catered in by the wharf, which looks great. Each ball game week, all the parents take certain groups out. There's just a lot of stuff going on sort of behind the scenes to develop these kids into a bond, and that's something I, as a parent of a kid on the team, I appreciate that level of involvement. And what's your philosophy on all that, Coach?
Yeah, I mean, we work hard. You know, when we sit down and we talk as coaches, we've got a coaching manual and beliefs and things that we believe in that we think are important, you know, core values to our program. And so one of those is just that idea of creating that bond and that brotherhood. And we work really hard as coaches to do that. You know, it's like, I've got four kids, and so, you know, taking the guys whitewater rafting and being gone for 3 days and taking the guys overnight and spending the night in a gym, and the guys were sleeping on air mattresses, and mine deflated about an hour into the night. I didn't get any sleep that night.
That's the first time.
I know, right? It's all worth it, though, man. I love it. Just trying to find ways. I want our guys to appreciate, and some of them do, and some of them really show it, some of them may not, it may just not be their personality, but it's like a couple years from now they're going to look back and they're going to really appreciate the experience, and we want to give them as good of a high school football experience as they could have, and we want to work really hard as coaches to do that. And so we're going to do the extras, we're going to, you know, find ways to feed the team and have them do things away from the school, and they don't always involve football. I think all those things are so important in really just creating the program that you want to have.
That's something I appreciate about you. You're big on experiences. I've seen you even with your own family, you try to create these experiences, and you know, I think that's something that's really big, that you're trying to do that for these kids, and that's something that we're all proud of, really.
Yeah, and I know you didn't elaborate much on the coordinator changes and how that was going to work, but man, it takes a lot of courage to move your DC to OC, and I know you have a lot of faith in Steven Strickland, not only because he's a really good coach, but he has worked under Johnny. We're going to keep kind of the same system on defense, but it takes a lot of courage to make some changes like that, especially, and listen, Johnny, super smart guy, and you say that all the time, but how has that transition gone, and what caused you to make that decision? You talked a little bit about it at Football Media Day, Talladega County Media Day, but for people that didn't watch, what kind of went into that?
Yeah, see, I've known Johnny Safford, who's he teaches AP history here at the high school too, and does a tremendous job.
He's getting an award for it tonight.
The highest AP test scores that Sylacauga High School has ever had in history.
Well deserved.
The year before, he was the Teacher of the Year. I mean, he really is fantastic at everything he does. And you know, he gives his all to everything he does, and he's gonna be all in. But so we've known each other and worked together for a number of years. He's from Tuscaloosa. He coached under me at American Christian, and so we coached together for a number of years and really just developed a lot of trust by working with each other for such a long period of time. And so, you know, what I sort of really it was all kind of geared towards my issues, you know, just being in control of the whole program, in control completely of the offense, and you know, I just felt like that I sort of needed to, in some ways, take a little step back and just put a little trust in somebody. And Johnny is somebody that I just have so much trust and belief in, that, like, you know, we work together and we meet together and we talk about everything that we're wanting to do. But there's very few things that he's like bringing to the table. He's like, what do you think about this or what do you think about that I'm saying no about? And part of it is just because I know the kind of person he is, the kind of work ethic he has. I know how much time he's already invested and put into, you know, why he's wanting to do it. And so, you know, it's been a very, very seamless. It has been some new stuff. It's been some new terminology. But, you know, our kids have kind of learned a system. So anything he comes up with, me and him sit down and we kind of talk it through. How does it fit in with the system and the stuff that they already know and not go against the rules that we have already built into our offense? And so it's going to look a little bit different. I mean, to the casual football fan, it might not really. But for some guy, you know, if you really know football and you've been following what we've done the last 2 years, you're gonna see some change ups and some new looks from us.
Can you speak just a little bit to your philosophy really as a head coach? Are you more, and this has probably evolved over your time as a coach, I'm sure, but you look at a guy like Tommy Tuberville, who's hands off as a coach, who's more of a CEO type, to a guy you played for, Steve Spurrier or Lane Kiffin or someone like that, that's going to be in there, not only head coach but running offense. What's your philosophy on that, coach, and how do you think about it?
Yeah, I'm definitely not the hands off. You know, one of my character flaws, honestly, is on the, not OCD is not the word, but just, you know, kind of being a little over controlling and not sort of being able to delegate enough. I've always coached the quarterbacks when I've been a head coach, and I've really always called the plays completely too. And so, you know, this will sort of be my first year to sort of step back a little bit from that. And, you know, having that, again, that relationship with Johnny, I feel really good about it. And we were talking about it the other day about what it's going to look like on a Friday night. And I already told him, I said, you know, just be ready for it at some point. I'm going to be like, hold on, I got this. And I'm going to jump in and try to call a play. And maybe if it's a bust of a play, I'll be like, my bad, shouldn't have done that. Let you kind of take back over. You know, it's to me, that's one of the funnest parts of the game, is just still some of those X's and O's. But I have grown over the last few years into wanting to put more emphasis on the total program too. And so to really do that the right way, there's got to be that degree of trust in the people around you. And our coaching staff has grown and improved. And I feel like I was really ready to take that step of sort of delegating a little bit.
All right, Coach, man, we appreciate your time tonight. Best of luck tomorrow. If you'll do us a favor, go get us Coach Steven Strickland. We want to talk to him next.
I got one more thing.
We're running out of time.
Yeah, I know it. So we're going to Bandits next Tuesday.
Yep.
As soon as our piece is over, it's going to be karaoke night.
Ooh.
So what's your karaoke song that if you – you know, get our listeners fired up that they may come see you sing?
Oh man, I hope I really don't have to do it, but I have done I've done a little John Deere Green karaoke before.
Diffy.
But I'm telling you, it's a mixed bag. I've done some Lil Wayne karaoke before. I have done Lil Wayne.
Let's go with
karaoke. The Carter Three. I'm telling you,
so
it's
get
a,
here
it's
next
a crazy
Tuesday
mixed bag.
Night. Coach Smelly might do Lil Wayne.
How about this? Let's start out 3-0. then we did. Well, what's the carryover?
If we start out 3-0, win that first region game, and then we'll commit to karaoke.
Let's go.
I'm all in. 5-0. I'm in.
5-0 Jeremy Law.
What you doing?
5-0 Jeremy Law goes karaoke.
Oh, man, all I listen to now is My Little Pony stuff with my daughter and some other stuff. So
Forrest Frank. Yeah, that's a good one. Forrest Frank's a good family one.
We'll figure out what we can do. Coach, man, thank you so much. Best of luck on Friday night.
Appreciate you guys.
Yep. All right, the Sylacauga football coach, Chris Smelly, coming up next. Coach Steven Strickland going to join us on the Chris Smelly Show right here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Aggie Sports Network, the Chris Smelly Show, brought to you by Allen Brew Markets.
Let high costs keep you from owning your first home. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union's first-time homebuyer program breaks the barriers. As little as 5% down, no PMI, no origination fees, and local service from start to finish. Finally, a mortgage made for real people with real budgets. Coosa Pines is online at CoosaPinesFCU.org and available by phone at 256-378-5559. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
If you've got a heart for helping folks and want a job where what you do really matters, AltaPoint Health is hiring right here in the community. They've got positions open from Clay County to Sylacauga, including direct support professionals and therapists, and some jobs even let you work from home. No experience, no problem. AltaPoint offers on-the-job training, great benefits, and real room to grow. Caring is their calling. Text AltaJobs to 97211 and find your fit today.
At Betty Roos Cafe, the feast never ends. Sizzling Asian stir fry, hearty Southern classics, tangy Mexican cuisine, and savory barbecue are all under one roof. Betty Roos Cafe, nestled in Allen Brew Markets, offers a world of taste in your community. Allen Brew Markets, a locally owned family business with 8 locations. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
Let me coach JB, man. I'll teach him.
Protect what matters most with State Farm Agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. From auto and home to life insurance, Albia Steers and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Albia Steers understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step, from quotes to claims. Trust in a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
Searching for insurance that fits seamlessly into your life? Look no further than State Farm Agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. Whether it's safeguarding your car, home, or family's future, Albia and his team are here to provide customized coverage options that suit your lifestyle. With a focus on exceptional customer service and local expertise, Albia Steers ensures you're fully protected when it matters most. Experience the peace of mind that comes with a trusted local agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
Welcome back to the Chris Smelly Show, live in the Aggie Performance Center. Community-wide pep rally tonight, 7 o'clock start for that at Legion Stadium. So if you're out and about, come join as we celebrate all fall sports. Really, the school year doesn't start until volleyball and football start playing games. So we'll get that started on Thursday night. Volleyball is at Oak Mountain. And then a Friday night football here against the Coosa Central Cougars. And now we have the man in charge of the defense, Michael Adair, Steven Strickland, getting a little promotion in the offseason, moving from just linebackers coach, who's always had a big hand in this Aggie defense, now the defensive coordinator for the Aggies. Stephen, man, oh, man, so happy for you. Well earned. You've done a lot of hard work, put in a lot of effort. Watching these guys fly around here in the fall has got me pretty excited. Man, how do you feel about this defense so far?
Man, I'm enjoying watching these guys get after it. They have a good little football IQ. They're starting to understand the game more. Everything's starting to slow down and become a lot easier for these guys. And a lot of young guys last year that kind of played the first time on varsity snaps, and now they're coming to their second year. And you can just tell the transition those guys have made of understanding the defense and just watching those guys fly around and be excited about playing football is something that I'm excited to keep watching them do.
Jeremy, you mentioned Steven as defensive coordinator, and I'm excited about that. But I'm going to tell you something. The role he's played during the offseason in this room we're in right now has been really big. We talked with Coach Smelly about how much the kids have improved in their strength. And, man, Coach Strickland here, not only did he design all those programs and print them out and track them, but he's in here with more energy than any of the kids have, getting them fired up. So, Coach, I appreciate all you've done there. And can you just talk a little bit about the strength and conditioning, too, and kind of what went into that?
Yes, sir. You know, Coach Smelly kind of put me in charge of the weight room when I first started, when I first got here. And it was something that I've always been passionate about in the weight room in high school when I was in here with Coach Griff. And then when I got to college with Coach Goodyear, our strength and conditioning coach at Huntington, man, that Coach Goodyear has influenced me in many ways. And a lot of what we do in here is stuff that we did at Huntington, stuff that I learned from Coach Goodyear. So, you know, these guys, we've challenged them in this weight room, put them through some adversity, and they've handled it well. And you can just see the gains those guys have made in here, and you can also see it translate out in the field. So I'm excited about watching those guys.
First question for me, Coach, other than how'd it go in the summer here in the fall, is are you a press box DC or a sideline DC?
I'm going to be on the sideline.
Okay.
So I'm going to be on the sideline. I feel like it's going to be easier for us to communicate adjustments, whether not having to go back and forth between. I know Coach Safford last year, he would be up in the press box telling me stuff to draw on the whiteboard, and it'll be just easier for me to get on the whiteboard real quick and not have to communicate there in two ways of communication, getting those adjustments made. So I'll be on the field.
What's the benefit of being up top versus being on the sideline? Are there any vice versas there for you?
Yeah, up top, you get the view. My dad, Coach Strickland's going to be up on top of the press box talking to me. So he's done that before. So having a guy up there that you trust and is good at relaying that information about what I'm looking for, that would be the benefit of being up there. You get that first eye view. But being out on the field, you get the feel of what the guys are like, what the game's going like, the speed of the game. You can kind of see that more on the sideline. So I'm looking forward to it.
I think the kids really look up to you a lot and feel like you're a part of them. So I think you being on the sidelines, that's really good to hear. And could you talk a little bit, Coach, about what the viewers and the people that will be at the game can expect to see out of us in terms of our base defense and the looks we give and sort of what are you going to be doing out there mainly?
Yeah, we're going to base out of a three-man front like we did last year. D-line depth for the past couple of years hasn't been the best, and a three-man front kind of fits us. We got some smaller guys up front, so we're going to move around, throw a lot of stunts and blitzes at people. Our back end is probably our most veteran group back there, so put a lot of trust in those guys. So rely heavily on those guys and see if we can get those little speedy guys up front in the backfield. So
yeah, you talk about you got Corbin, you got Trey, you got KT, you got Tyler Tarpley. Who am I missing back there on the back end of your defense?
No, did you say Corbin?
I did say
Corbin. Sorry.
I mean, that's a good group.
Good group that played a good amount of snaps here. So it's good to have a back end like that to be the quarterback of the secondary. So I challenge my guys at the linebacker group to be the quarterbacks of the box, and I challenge Trey Wright to kind of be the quarterback of the secondary as my free safety. So those guys are accepting the challenge. They're learning it. They're getting it pretty quick.
You got some good-looking linebackers out there too, and I tell you, watching you guys some that I've watched and at the scrimmage this year, it looked to me like the defense was probably the strength of the team. Do you feel like the defense has sort of been leading the way so far?
I think that's usually the case around fall camp. Usually in there in spring and fall camp, defense is a lot easier to pick up than offense. You hear college coaches talk about that too, how you get defense feels like ahead of the offense. And I wouldn't actually say we're light years ahead, but I feel like just our guys is our base defense that we've been running the past couple of years, so they already know the system. So we were a little bit ahead, but I wouldn't say too far ahead.
Now, your first year as the DC here at Sylacauga, I mean, who do you rely on the most? I mean, who do you get advice from? Who's your mentor that you call on a Saturday maybe after a performance in a win that maybe you didn't like as much? You know, who's that guy for you?
Starts in this field house. I mean, with Coach Crawford and my dad, they've been around this game a long time, so they've seen it all. So talking to those guys, getting advice for them, sometimes they gotta calm me down a little bit and tell me it's not as bad as it looks, and you know, going back and watching film, it's never as good as it looks, never as bad as it looks. But definitely those two guys in here, Coach Carr and Coach Murph, lean on them a good bit. I've texted a little bit with Coach Zedeker at Chillsburg. You know, he's my high school defense coordinator, and a guy that I always looked up to when I was playing, and a guy that I learned so much football from. So I bounce all ideas off of him every now and then.
Yeah, I mean, so let's run through this defense. Let's talk about a little bit, you know, that Coosa offense, is it maybe like it used to be? You know, they put up some points on us last year, a couple in the second half, but they have a dynamic quarterback in Peterson. They had a couple guys transfer out. I think the Ballard kids at Wetumpka, legitimate move. But, you know, they have a little system there that lets the quarterback run around and make plays. How tough is it to get number seven on the ground?
It's going to be tough. He's very good. I mean, we couldn't tackle that kid in the phone booth last year. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be imperative that our guys have eyes on the quarterback at all times, and we're making, not going for a kill shot, not trying to make the big hit. But if he's in open space, we got to wrap him up and get him down on the ground. And that's what we've been preaching. That's what we've been focusing on this fall camp for sure.
What's the progression, the step from last year to this year that you want to see most? Is it on the defensive line, linebackers? Is it tackling? What are you looking for the most improvement from 2024 to 2025?
I think it's a little bit of everything. Definitely want to be better tacklers. This time last year, we were not a good tackling football team. I think this year we are. We got guys that are just flying around trying to make plays, which is a good thing. But I'd like to see our young guys step up and be leaders and not just rely on that secondary group that's full of seniors. I mean, guys like in the linebacker group, Sarayan, Lionel, Trey Cook, I'm challenging those guys every day to be the leaders of the defense. As a linebacker, that's what you're looking for. So I'm challenging those young guys to try to step up and be the top dogs in the defense.
Maybe not the easiest thing to do when you're not a senior, you have some guys on the back end of the defense that are a little older.
Yeah, and that style of defense you play really lends itself to the linebackers sort of shining, doesn't it? Freeze them up.
Yeah, we're definitely trying to make sure those guys have a chance to make plays, and that goes to our defensive line. Man, I'll tell the defensive line that they're a linebacker's best friend. If they can draw a double team and keep guys off of us at linebacker, we're going to fly around and make some plays. And those guys have done a great job. Coach Crawford and Coach Strickland have done a great job with our defensive front. And Coach Carr and Coach Murray, I don't even worry about the back end. I let those two guys do their thing. And so it's been good that we're building off of each other, playing together as a unit, and that's what I love to see.
Coach, I know we're getting close to our time here, but I got one thing I want to ask you. So starting next week, we're doing the show every Tuesday night at Bandits, and we're hoping that you're going to be able to get there, and we're hoping everybody can. But as soon as our show's over, they're going to have karaoke. So if we break this thing out and go to karaoke, what's your song you're going to sing?
My karaoke song.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I got a couple of them. I really like Rodeo by Garth Brooks.
That's
a really good karaoke song for me.
So how many wins we got to get before you're going to give us Rodeo out there, Bandits?
We make the playoffs. I get up there and sing.
Playoffs. All right, we got to write it down.
Maybe a region shutout or something. But, hey, we're making the playoffs. Singing Rodeo by Garth Brooks first week of November.
I'll get up there and sing it.
We'll have a packed house for that,
Coach,
for sure.
Thanks so much, man.
Thank y'all for having me.
Super doing, proud of you, Coach. Yeah. Steven Strickland, defensive coordinator here for Sylacauga football. Michael Ader, the Aggies hosting Coosa Central Friday night right here, 7 o'clock kickoff. Our coverage is going to start at 6 with a replay of this show, a chopped up edition, and then we'll be live from the stadium at 6:30. Coosa maybe listen, they're a pesky team.
Yeah.
They can score some points offensively. They're going to be a little physical. Maybe not that it's a, you know, it's a what 5A, 2A matchup, whatever it is, yeah, but they can pose some problems. They can put some things on tape that the Aggies need to work on going into week two.
Look, man, since that school was built, they have always had some stellar athletes, and it's all, it just happens. So even last year, they had three or four just athletes who were as good as anybody we had. So there's certainly a team that can do that, and we're going to look and see how we look here in about three more days.
All right, we're going to sign off. Jeremy Law, Michael Adair, we'll see you Friday night as the Aggies host the Coosa Central Cougars. Again, our coverage on WSGN is live at 6:30. We'll also be on video on YouTube and Facebook at 6:30 as well. Thank you for watching the Chris Smelly Show presented by Allen Brew Markets. This has been a product of Radio Alabama and Silicaga Athletics. Thanks for watching and listening.
This has been a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.